Well, a new poll shows that almost half of the people in the U.S. think President Donald Trump is not mentally stable. According to the joint ABC Washington Post study, 47% of respondents think Trump is not mentally stable. Meanwhile, an overwhelming majority of 73% oppose Trump's repeated claim that he is a genius. They said this is partly clear from his inability to acquit himself in a way that is fitting for a president. The poll comes amid growing concerns about Trump's mental health following the publication of a book that focuses on his first year in office. Fire and Fury reveals concerns among top White House aides over the U.S. president's psychological fitness. Yale University professor and psychiatrist Bandy Lee also warned Congress last month about the risks posed by Trump's warmongering and verbal aggressiveness. Crossing over to Washington, D.C., joined by Dr. Wilmer Leon, political scientist and talk show host. Thanks so much for being with us. What do you make of this about the mental stability of the president?
Well, I'm a political scientist. I'm not a psychiatrist, nor am I a psychologist. I'm not trained nor licensed to make diagnoses on mental fitness and stability. What I can tell you is that based upon Donald Trump's own words, Donald Trump is a racist. I can tell you that based upon Donald Trump's own words, that he is a misogynist and that Donald Trump is a sexual predator. I can tell you that based upon his own words, Donald Trump objectifies his own daughter, that he is a pathological liar, that his worldview is frightening, it is myopic, it is neocolonialist, it is neoliberal and white nationalist.
And with everything that you've said, sorry to interrupt you, Dr. Leon, everything which you've said, though, it's not even something new, right? All of this was actually out there prior to him being elected. But the reality on the ground is that he was elected the president of the U.S. So some would say, some people would say, that all of this, for example, the book and the way the media is covering it is actually a smokescreen, basically because of some of his policies, this clash of the elite that's taking place. Because everything that you have said, which is true, however, it was out there before the American people voted for him to become president. Is that not the case?
Well, that is the case, but it's also important to understand within that statement is that he lost the popular vote by almost 3 million votes, and that there is a lot of very good research and investigative journalism done by people such as Greg Palast that because of the suppression of votes in Arizona, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in North Carolina, and Florida, that actually had that voter suppression through the various tactics that were used, that actually he would not have won. So you're absolutely right. But again, he did lose the popular vote by more than 3 million votes.
Of course, according to the U.S. Constitution, again, I guess it's not necessary to have that popular vote, electoral votes count. Thanks so much, Dr. Wilmer Leon out of Washington, D.C., political science and talk show host. And thank you, everyone, for being with us right here at Press TV on another Top 5.